Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday to all of you. Hope you had a great New Year's Day yesterday. Two-thirds of the football we were expecting for horrible reasons. We'll get into college football. We're a day closer to week 18, getting the regular season out of the way, playoff football get here. That'll be cool. I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Best show in the world. How you doing, Pope Zaza?
Best show in the world.
Best show in the world. What's going on, man?
All right, we're looking a little too homerish. I happen to be wearing my Texans t-shirt, and you're wearing your H-Town t-shirt, or hoodie.
Hoodie.
Yeah.
Do we need to confer before the show to make sure that we're only like 50% homerish, or what do we need to do? Do I need to?
We look a little too much like we're in our mom's basement.
Whatever.
Doing a podcast.
I feel like
right
we
now.
Look like we're ready for week 18. I don't know about you. I'm ready for the Titans,
hey,
baby.
Sean, hey. What do you think about all these people who don't think the Texans are the best team in the NFL?
Yes.
Losers! Mm-hmm. That's our, yeah.
You know what I noticed, too? Like, you know what we may need more of? You see some of the clips that come from Cam Newton's podcast, I'm sure, that drop online.
We need more hats?
Maybe. But Cam always hits this sounder after he expresses his hot take where it's like, Kung!
Oh, really?
And he does it like every 45 seconds or so. And I'm like, boy, that is really, he is making a lot of good points. And I don't know why I think that.
That's a level of gravitas that we just don't have on this show. Have we said any damn thing that's Kong worthy in the last 3 months?
No, that's the point. I don't know that the stuff he's saying is worthy, but like the fact that it's that he's playing that makes it feel like, wow, that was a hot take.
It springs forth from a level of confidence and a charisma that if the audience will, a lot of times they'll just be like, well, if he's that confident about it,
right?
If he put a Kong after it,
because he had a take online that the WNBA was going to pass Major League Baseball in like the next 10 years or something like that in popularity. And I'm like, that's the dumbest
they
thing.
They conged that.
I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And he goes, Kung! Right afterwards. I'm like, okay, well, this WNBA is making some waves here.
Like, I didn't know. I got to go read up. Yeah. I thought, gosh. Stupid me for being skeptical.
So I say all that to say that if we are going to be the best in the world in 2025, we may need to, we may need to entertain sound effects to kind of hammer home our takes.
My little desk bell isn't going to cut it anymore.
It's not.
That's cute and funny, which, by the way, it's broken. It's banged up. Which is a horrible excuse, but it's banged up.
Why? And someone's been pretty full of themselves lately, apparently, using it all the time.
No, I threw it in disgust. It was as I was doing. It was after the Ravens game, and I hit like a 2.5 hour live stream because I was like, that's it. I'm just gonna go through and it was more for self cleansing than anything else.
Therapy.
And I got to a point where I just couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't take all the guys on offense Just every single one of them.
All of them.
I couldn't handle what nice fellas they are. I think it was when somebody was talking about how close-knit everybody is.
Yeah.
It was either Bobby or CJ talking about, like, hey, we're really tight. And I'm like, at some point, you're like, that's great. Honestly, I would prefer that you all hated each other, but were good at football.
Yeah, that would be good.
Like, hate yourself. I would rather that you despise your teammates,
yeah,
but you're good at football. Which has been the case on some championship teams.
Many teams, many teams. Hey, we're going to get to this later, but The Athletic had an article about what quarterbacks and some running backs, I guess, are buying for their offensive linemen. If you were CJ, would you have bought anything for your offensive line?
It's a tough one, man. It's like buying it for your least favorite in-law. You're like, well, I got it's going to be conspicuous if I don't do it. So I guess I'd... Would the
level of protection that you've gotten this year affect your buying habits? Let me ask you that then.
That's a good question, yeah, because then would you actually... Most quarterbacks get all the offensive linemen pretty much the same gift.
Right.
You know, like, oh, they're all getting a golf cart or whatever. So do you go find their PFF grades or something?
Yes.
And actually make it like, okay.
You know, that's what I would do.
Here, you get a $25 gift certificate to Hooters.
Yeah.
And, but no, you.
The now defunct Hooters.
Yeah. Are they defunct?
They closed some locations here. I know that. Yeah.
Toys R Us. Here you go. Yes. Here's a $25
exactly
gift card from 1997 to Toys R Us.
Party City. Better get it in this week.
Oh, yeah. Did they go bankrupt?
Yeah, bankrupt. Yeah. Yeah.
I had just assumed they went bankrupt every year. And like in February, they go bankrupt, yeah, and then they maneuver around and
feels
then
like
get
it's the
back
real,
up.
Feels like it's the real deal this time.
It's like, listen, we rented a bunch of places for 1 month in December. What are we going to do? Declare bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy.
We'll be back,
yeah,
at it.
So CJ and the gift giving.
Yeah, he probably gave me. I have not heard any mention of what he actually got them or anything.
No, I'll ask around. I'll see what I can find out.
It's getting a little out of hand.
Dude.
Yeah, dude, I don't like seeing... Honestly, I don't like watching any athlete buy, like, a whole bunch of crap it's too much. I don't care how rich anybody is. Listen, I know, every time I say this, somebody's like, how are you going to blow all that money? Like, will you please pay attention for a little bit to professional sports and find out how many guys end up destitute, no matter how much money they made,
that's right,
through a combination of hangers-ons, and usually it's out of too much generosity.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yep.
It's out of too much generosity.
Yes.
It's not.
This is.
Yes. Some guys make bad business decisions or what have you, but more than anything, yes, you're just too generous with people who, this is what the lesson you need to remember. Nobody remembers it. 15 years later, they've all come up with other reasons to feel like, oh yeah, well that was no big deal for him to lend me all that money.
Right.
Why would I help him out with anything now?
No good deed goes unpunished. You're absolutely right.
So long story short, I hope that CJ got all those guys savings bonds.
Yeah, there you go. He bought them all. They're all partners in a mutual fund.
That's, you know what? That would actually be a nice one. Instead of spending $25,000 on a golf cart for each guy,
yeah,
give them a $25,000 restricted fund.
Can't touch
that
it.
They don't have access to until they're like 40.
Dude.
Yeah. It's going to sit there and grow in a mutual fund, and then you'll have access to it just in case for a rainy day.
You'll never get a marquee free agent offensive lineman to come here ever again, but you'll have a very responsible group in the moment.
I would rather have guys that actually appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'd rather have those are the guys that are like, oh, my quarterback cares about
me. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So did you see that Amy Adams activated her cosplay mode yesterday?
Is it just Amy Adams now?
Amy Adams Strunk. Sorry, yeah, Amy Adams Strunk.
Don't you ever call Amy Adams Strunk Amy Adams again.
No.
That little, whichever she is, the singer or the actress that I get confused with,
the little ginger. Yeah, she's cute. They now have the oil derrick up from the oiler days as their profile.
They're wearing their throwbacks this week again.
I guess you better be if you're putting the oil derrick up on your Twitter account.
I read that they're all right, Amy Adams Strunk, and it's very meaningful for her to. It was very powerful for her emotionally to be able to beat the Texans in Houston.
Oh, this year, in Week 12, Jeffrey Simmons actually talked about that.
And not just for us, for Miss Amy. You know, we know the history behind everything, and just to see her in this locker room, you know, with tears in her eyes, you know, how much this means to her. Now, that's the reason why, you know, we, especially myself, like, go out there and give them all. You know, we had a mindset last night. We talked about it. You know, let this game mean a little more and play for our owner. Yeah, she got the game ball. And, you know, like I said, this was for her, you know, being able to come here. You know, she even showed me her belt buckle. You know, she had the Houston Oilers belt buckle on. And, you know, just to see that, and like I said, when she gave a speech and said how much this means to her, you know, that's the reason why you play this game. And you, when you have owners who care, who do everything for us, you know, it's easy to go to war for her.
Okay.
Who was Especially when she shows you her butt.
Who was it? Was that both Jeffrey Simmons?
That was Jeffrey Simmons both. It was okay. Two different angles.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. In the moment where he's like, hey, she showed me her butt.
She showed me her butt.
I'm like, oh, yeah. That's not an incentive to go win. Are you kidding me?
Ah, my butt buckle.
You know who I
got to keep that thing buckled up. So don't get loose. That's what I always, yeah.
I feel worst for Mike Vrabel from last year. And not that I should feel terrible for Vrabel. He was the opposing head coach. He's going to get a great job. They fired him after the season. But him having to walk around doing the Bum Phillips cosplay when he looked about as interested in doing so as, you know, somebody from the Pittsburgh Steelers in the late 1970s.
He looked like he was out there just pretending to be a cowboy. When, you know, and it was always that I don't think Vrabel probably was thrilled about being pressured into that by the owner who would go on to fire him. Like, basically, he was degraded by the woman who would then show Vrabel her butt. She turned her back on him.
Yeah, it was week 15. It wasn't like it was week two. Like, she fired him like 3 weeks later. Yeah.
It's tricky, too, man. You're like, I remember it's all right. You're dressing up like Bum Phillips. Yeah. And a guy who is who fought in the Pacific in World War II as a Marine,
yeah,
just some of the most brutal stuff ever, was an actual cowboy. And then Mike Vrabel, a guy who had his purse snatched in West University, is out there trying to dress up like Bum Phillips.
His house was broken into, and his rings were taken, and his purse snatched.
Was it even broken into? It was some movers or something, wasn't it?
I don't know. Did they solve
the mystery? He got his purse snatched in West U, and he's dressing up like Bum Phillips.
Yeah.
Like, no, dude, that guy was at Iwo Jima.
Yeah.
You had to call the cops because somebody stole your trinkets. Yeah. No.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Trinkets. Super Bowl rings, trinkets.
Trinket of sorts.
Payne and Pendergast. It is a high-level trinket, no doubt.
Yeah.
Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, we got a lot to get into today. Definitely Texans to get into. College football playoff. So we are now we're now 7 games in. We've got 1 game left. It's this afternoon. It was supposed to be last night. 7 games in, the biggest thing this college football playoff is going to be remembered for so far is not even a football game. We'll lay out, but yesterday there was finally a great football game. We'll lay it all out for you. College football playoffs coming up next.